This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Germany's military says a firefight involving Western forces erupted at Kabul Airport on Monday when Afghan guards exchanged fire with unidentified gunmen, adding to the evacuation chaos as the United States faces pressure to extend its deadline to withdraw. Thousands of Afghans and foreigners have crowded the airport for days, hoping to catch a flight out after Taliban fighters captured Afghanistan's capital on August 15th, as U.S.-led forces aim to complete their pullout by the end of the month. Officials claim 20 people have been killed in the chaos at the airport, most in shootings and stampedes, as U.S. and international forces tried to evacuate citizens and vulnerable Afghans. One person was killed in Monday's clash. NATO officials said the situation was under control after the shooting. The Taliban have deployed fighters outside the airport, where they have tried to help enforce some kind of order. On Sunday, fighters beat back crowds a day after seven Afghans were killed in a crush at the gates as the deadline for the withdrawal of foreign troops approaches. The Taliban seized power just over a week ago as the United States and its allies are withdrawing troops after a 20-year war launched in the weeks after the September 11, 2001 attacks as U.S. forces hunted al-Qaeda leaders and sought to punish their Taliban hosts. The administration of Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump, struck a deal with the Taliban last year, allowing the United States to withdraw its forces in exchange for Taliban security guarantees. President Biden extended a May deadline to August 31st. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea say they want to bring North Korea back into talks to denuclearize. On Monday, Washington's special envoy for North Korea met his counterpart in Seoul. His visit comes amid a new standoff over Washington and Seoul's annual joint military exercises that Pyongyang warns could trigger a security crisis. The North sees these exercises as a rehearsal for war against it. But the U.S. envoy is trying to tamp down that tension, and he is also urging Pyongyang to come to the table. A brief thaw in relations between the two Koreas in June saw a hotline between the two reopen last month. That was a year after North Korea suspended them, but after preliminary training for the exercises began last week, the North stopped answering the phone. India's capital, New Delhi, opened its first quote-unquote smog tower on Monday, aimed at reducing the air pollution blamed for thousands of premature deaths every year, but experts are skeptical. Concentrations of tiny deadly particles in Delhi's air regularly exceed safe limits by up to 20 times, particularly in winter when its 20 million people are enveloped in a noxious gray blanket of smog. 40 giant fans on the 25-meter tower will pump 1,000 cubic meters of air per second through filters that engineers claim cuts in half the amount of harmful particulates in a radius of 1 square kilometer. The tower cost $2 million, and critics say erecting a sufficient number to clean the air substantially across the city would cost huge amounts of money, and that efforts would be better directed at the sources of the smog. These include vehicle exhaust, heavy and small-scale industry, construction activity, the combustion of waste and fuel, and in winter, the burning of crops in neighboring regions. Local media in Taiwan reported Monday a Taiwanese team taking part in the Le Mans 24-hour race said it was told to remove the island's national flag from its car before competing. Taiwan's central news agency says the team's owner received a request from organizers to replace Taiwan's national flag with its Olympic version before the race started. It came after China's Tencent decided not to live stream the event because, quote, a racing team from Taiwan, China, used the non-Olympic flag on their car hood, according to the news agency. Authoritarian Beijing views democratic Taiwan as its own territory and has vowed to one day seize it by force if needed. As a result, Taiwan must often compete under the name Chinese Taipei and is not allowed to use its flag or national anthem at the Olympics or other sporting events. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.